The numbers of dead and wounded soldiers and horses overwhelmed the population of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania in 1863. It was up to the citizens and surrounding farmers to repair and rebuild the homes and businesses engulfed by a major battle. Their story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
The people of Gettysburg heard rumors of the Civil War heading north in the summer of 1863. Few believed it would reach their town. Nancy Goodmanstead says some of those here simply wanted to see what all the fuss was about.
They crawled up to the rooftops, and they wanted to watch it for themselves. And I believe almost every account that I read, they sat on the rooftops until whizz, a bullet whizzed by their ear, and then whoosh, they went right back down into the cellars.
Nancy owns and provides tours of the Shriver home. She helps tell the story of the impact the battle had on the average citizen of Gettysburg.
When the fighting was over, there were more than 7,000 dead men left behind, more than 5,000 dead horses, more than 21,000 wounded people. Pretty much the people of Gettysburg were on their own. The Confederates, right before the fighting started, had blown up the railroad track, so there was no aid coming in.
Area citizens brought supplies and food they could spare. The effects were heard, seen, and smelt for long distances.
When Lincoln got here, the stench was still strong. Now, the battle was over on the 4th, and he didn't come here until November 18th. And it was so strong, they could actually smell it in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, our state capital, and that's over 30 miles away.
Citizens rubbed peppermint oil on their upper lip to help ease the odor. Nancy and her husband restored and opened this home to visitors.
It's a unique tour because you do see every single square inch of this building from the attic to the cellar, because it turns out every room in the house plays a part in the story. Confederates were in the attic, the beautiful rooms of the family on the first two floors, and downstairs in the cellar you do get to see George's saloon.
It's an important and moving story about average citizens coping with the brutal aftermath of the battle. Traveling the countryside in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCray.